Street, Paul. On April 23, the County of St. Paul was presented with the assessment of designated industrial property, DIP, and non-designated industrial properties within the county, reflecting an increase in property assessments overall. Assessments are conducted each year for taxation purposes. Centralized Industrial Property Assessment, CIPA, presented the county's designated industrial property assessment. Mike Menard, provincial assessor and CIPA director, said 331 inspections were conducted in the county last year, representing about 47% of industrial properties. In Alberta, Menard says this year's provincial role for both linear and industrial is up to $196 billion, $82.7 billion for linear and $113.4 billion for industrial, an increase of around 6% from $184 billion last year. This translates to about $2 billion tax revenue for Alberta municipalities, and $339 million toward the Alberta School Foundation Fund. In the County of St. Paul, the total designated industrial assessment this year is $777 million, an increase from $763 million in 2023. Tax holiday ending. Menard also provided some updates that will impact the increase in assessment in the future, such as the expiration of the three-year tax holiday. The tax holiday, announced by the province in 2020, did not tax new wells and pipe assets, which was meant to encourage new industrial development. The impact to the County of St. Paul was about $34.4 million in assessed value over these past 3 years, $2.2 million for pipelines and $32 million for wells, said Menard. The county will see an influx of new pipes and wells, created over the past 3 years, to be included in the assessment roll next year. County of St. Paul Reeve Glenn Ackerman asked if the assessed value of wells will depreciate over time, and Menard affirmed, clarifying the depreciation factor is based on production. But for the most part, if a well is operating for more than 1 month, it really doesn't get a depreciation amount, said Menard. Pipelines do not depreciate in assessed value. County of St. Paul County. Daryl Younghans also asked if power generation technology, like solar panels, depreciates in assessment value. Menard said yes, noting the depreciation schedule for solar is similar to machinery equipment. Other assessments up to Accurate Assessment Group Limited presented the county's non-designated industrial property assessment for the 2024 tax year. Non-DIP classes include residential, non-residential, farmland, and designated industrial properties. Bob Dottolen, assessment specialist with Accurate, said residential assessments from 2022 to 2023 increased by 6%. Representing a $54 million increase from $976.3 million in 2022 to $1.03 billion in 2023. Most residential properties are inspected on a four-year rotation. Non-residential assessment increased by $515,440 to $44.9 million in 2023. Farmland assessment relatively remained unchanged at $74.8 million. The 6% increase in residential property assessment could be attributed to two factors, according to Dottolen. One is market inflation, and the other is new construction. 1% of the 6% was due to construction of new houses or new renovations. The remaining 5% was due to overall market change. Dottolen said 79% of non-DIP properties have experienced an increase in assessment over the past few years. A higher assessment means mill rates will remain similar for the County of St. Paul. Across the board, mill rates this year for the County of St. Paul increased by less than 1%, according to information from the county. Ackerman believes the number of people migrating to Alberta and rural areas may reflect the higher increase of residential assessment. Dottolen agreed, "This isn't a unique situation to the county. You're rural. And, it appears there is a lot of confidence in rural property."